Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hi, Sharissa. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good too. I'm excited to have you here. I randomly stumbled across your beautiful offerings, a couple of months ago now, and I am just honored to be able to chat with you. So before we dive in, can you please let the Hey Girl listeners know who you are and what you do?
Okay, so my name is Sharissa. I am the owner and founder of Erin and Avery. What I provide natural aromatherapy for my consumers to basically just relax and ease their anxiety. That's actually what inspired me to start creating candles. All of my candles and diffusers is made with that intention in mind, with the best premium ingredients that I can find.
So how did Erin and Avery come to be? Start us off at the beginning. I know you talked a little bit just now about having kind of the driving force of helping people feel, from what I heard, at home and to ease anxiety and to just find a moment of pause and center. So can you share a little bit about why you created Erin and Avery on a deeper level and also how it came to be?
So long story short, I met my husband in undergrad at Rutgers back in 2008. We started dating in 2009, had our daughter in 2012, got married in 2014, had another child in 2015, my son, and decided to go back to school for grad school in 2017. So by that time, with two children, we both had a full-time job. My husband was starting his own business and now going back to school part-time. So needless to say, I developed anxiety. So to ease my stress between school, work, and home, I would often listen to mellowed out music and frequently lit candles. So around the end of my program, which was end of 2019, in the midst of me doing my thesis, I was already thinking ahead. So I'm like, I'm now going to have extra time on my hands. You would think I wanted to just sit still and just enjoy I'm wondering, what can I do with this extra time? So putting two to two together, like both my love and his love for candles, especially through that moment of going to school, I was like, why don't I take this further and make my own? I've always been a DIY lover since a young child. So I definitely wanted to take this on. So at the end of my program in December, I started going on YouTube and just learning how to make candles from scratch. And from December to September of this year, when I finally launched, I was just doing endless testing, various scents to see how my end users would enjoy it the best. So yes, anxiety is the main source of why I wanted to start this and help others who have that.
That's really amazing to hear, especially with mental wellness being at the forefront of how the brand came to be. And I guess side note really quickly, I'd love to hear a little more about like how the candles have supported you in feeling at ease, like not as a maker, I'm going to get to that in a second, but like as a user, right? So what ritual has it created in your life to like bring you back home to yourself and kind of bring you down from maybe an anxious moment?
Just certain scents, it just calms me down, especially scents that I really enjoy. And then I know me personally, I like to light my candles when I'm working and definitely at night when I'm winding down, like after I take my shower, I dim the lights. I know that sounds cliche, but the lights, light my candle. And recently I've been diving into reading a lot more. So that's my ritual with the candles, and that centers me a lot.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So I have to say that I am so in love with everything from the packaging to the intention to the beautiful cork that goes on top of the candle. The grapefruit and mint tea is probably my favorite. Actually, no, I think it's the mango and coconut water. I go back and forth between those two, and it's just really beautiful. So to shift gears just a little bit, let's talk about making candles as a form of meditation. And I know that may sound kind of woo-woo, but I find that everyone I speak to who makes things with their hands has a moment of meditation and a moment of like really recentering while they're making something for not only their customers, right, but just for the greater good of their mental health and their mental well-being. So can you talk us through a little bit if making candles is a part of a meditation for you and how it makes you feel on the maker side of things to be doing this process and testing and smelling and sourcing?
In a nutshell, it's just carefully picking the scents, because there's just so many scents to go through. So finally picking the right ones that you want to work with, and then accurately measuring the fragrance oils and the melted wax, because it's literally a science to it, which I didn't expect, even though I should have, prior to getting into this. And so when you see it come together and it works, it's satisfying within itself to me.
Mm-hmm. And how about while you're maybe at your table, pouring your wax, getting your scents together, getting the wicks in place? Is there a sense of like a moving meditation there, or kind of this calm and peace that allows you to really be fully present in the moment? Or is it kind of just like in flow and everything kind of just happens as it goes?
I think it's a mix of both. I know I get in my groove a lot when I have my music going and I have my mask on, I have the fan going, my melter going. So having everything going at a unison pace is nice.
I love that. Do you recall when your love of candles like emerged in your life?
Honestly, that's a good question. I would think within the last 3 years. I've always loved candles, but definitely within the last 3 years, especially when I was going to school, because we were always lighting candles. Always.
I have my first memory of a candle, like from Bath and Body Works. You know, the ones that they marshmallow fireside was my absolute favorite. And of course, like now I can't do a lot of sense at all. So being able to find candles that are not overpowering and not, you know, going to give me a headache, you know, from all the extra things that shouldn't be in there. It's really beautiful to find offerings like yours, because I'm able to kind of partake in this thing that I've missed, you know, for so long. So I want to talk a little bit more about that as well. Like, how do you balance your fragrances so that it's eases through the atmosphere in a way that isn't going to give you a headache? Because you have done that so perfectly. Like, I lit a candle down in the kitchen and I could smell it all the way up on our fourth floor, but not in a way that was like annoying or like frustrating, you know, like sometimes you're like, okay, that candle's still burning. I have to go blow that out now. Was that on purpose?
I would say yes and no, but I love that it came out that way. I will say that just the science behind it with fragrance oils, there's a recommended amount of percentages that they say that you should use within the wax based on the amount of ounces. So they recommend between 8 to roughly 12%. So I did in the middle of 10%.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's perfect. I feel included. I feel so seen to be able to have a candle that I can burn. And I bought quite a few and I'm actually giving some away for Christmas gifts. My husband was like, how many candles does a woman need? I'm like, listen.
Not enough.
Not as like we need all the candles, okay? But to wrap up our conversation, I know you mentioned, you know, you and your husband had this really busy season with going back to school and parenting. And of course, I'm going to ask you about self-care and how it presents in your life now as a mother and as a business owner, like how are you and a wife, right? How are you harmonizing and balancing your time and how are you taking care of yourself these days?
So I would lie to you if I said I knew how to balance my time. I'm still learning. It's an ongoing process. But to be honest, since going on this journey of making these candles, I'm now more self-aware of the self-care that I need. After the kids get done school, because we are doing virtual learning and that's the stress within itself. after they're done school and they eat, they have their hour free time and then they get ready for bed. And then once they're in bed, usually it's by 8:30. That's my time to finally unwind and center myself. And I find ways of doing that with, again, reading, lighting my candles. And it's not always just my candles. I support other small candle owners too. So I love lighting their candles too and experiencing the fragrances that they have. I'm really big on meditation music. And lately on the weekends, my husband and I, and we bring the kids often too, we go on trails within our local neighborhood forests around here and just becoming one with nature like that and rediscovering what's near me is another form of self-care that I'm enjoying a lot. So yeah, I'm still learning how to balance my time, but within this process, I'm just learning new things that I can do to just center myself again.
That's really beautiful. One more thing before we go. I am so in love with these body butter candles. First of all, they blow my mind. I'm like, this is insane in the best way. So I want to talk a little bit more about how that came up in this new venture and why body butter candles. They're just perfect. The tamarind and honey is like on a whole nother playing field. So I need to hear more about that before I let you go.
So when thinking of the products to provide, originally I was just going to do regular candles, the diffusers and room spray. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, that's kind of, I don't want to say cliche with the room spray. So I was like, I want to provide another product that's somewhat unique. So I started looking into massage candles and looking at the various massage candles that's out on the market. I thought to myself, what ingredients can I add to put a little twist to this? So I didn't stumble across a body candle that had mango butter in it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try this out because a lot of people, they use shea butter. So I'm going to try the mango butter out. And I added a little bit of jojoba oil. And then you mentioned the tamarind one. So I gravitated to that fragrance oil because my background is St. Lucia, which is within the West Indies. and mm-hmm. I grew up loving tamarind balls. I was like, I have to have this scent incorporated in here. So that was my go-to thinking with that particular scent. But yeah, I made a couple of the candles, tried it out, and had a lot of my family members and friends try it out. My mother loves it, raves to all her friends about it. I was like, okay, I definitely need to put this on my line. So that was a little bit of the background story on that.
I love it. It is so perfect. And I'm so grateful that I stumbled across your amazing offerings and keep doing what you're doing and offering beauty in this world in forms of candles and home essentials that really do help us recenter and bring us back to the ground, especially after a long day of work and being out in the world and mothering and everything else in between. So just, I'm so honored to have you on the show. Thank you for being here with me.
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai.
The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bartram and me, Alex L.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.